Wind-whipped wildfires continue to burn in half a dozen spots across Southern California. So far, the blazes have killed one person, dozens of horses, and forced hundreds of thousands of people to flee their homes. The largest blaze, known as the Thomas Fire, is in Ventura County, northwest of Los Angeles. NPR's Eric Westervelt joins us from near the Thomas Fire in the smaller city of Ojai. Eric, thanks so much for being with us.
Good morning, Scott.
And what's the latest on the largest of these fires near you?
Well, the Thomas Fire is only about 10% contained. It's burned almost 150,000 acres. And where I am in the Ojai Valley, these big, large flakes of ash continue to fall. There's a sort of blanket of smoke everywhere. Most people are wearing these white protective masks. There are these handwritten signs on cardboard posted all along roadways telling people to boil their water. Because electricity and water pumps have been affected in some areas. The good news, evacuation orders were lifted last night for several parts of Ventura County here in the south. Also good news, the winds were relatively calm overnight, and that's helped firefighters. But Scott, the forecasters are again warning that winds could strengthen again today and into tonight. So everyone here is again monitoring the wind and hoping for the best.
You spoke with a fire captain, I gather.
I did. I mean, visibility here is really low because of this wind-whipped smoke, and it's a huge challenge. I talked to a firefighter last night named Pete Jensen. He's a captain with the Ventura County Fire Department. I mean, he was working on this rural road up the valley, helping protect homes and ranches, moving around really all night doing that. He said, it's a little like flying blind, though. He told me in several areas, firefighters are having a lot of trouble, you know, actively attacking this fire because they simply can't see it.
Unless you can actually see the active flames, it's tough to identify new smoke from old smoke. And in some areas, we can't even see the ridge lines because the smoke's so thick. And then on top of that, because that cap of smoke, we can't get aircraft in to be able to see because of the visibility.
And Scott, he added, firefighters in several areas are still in really what he called a defensive mode, trying to protect homes, but not directly fighting the blaze aggressively. He said, given the tough terrain and the wind, quoting here, we have to just stand back and let this thing eat.
There has been one death reported, which seems kind of remarkable given the flames that we've been seeing. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, 70-year-old Virginia Pasola was killed in a car accident fleeing the Thomas Fire, and a medical examiner's office says she died from the crash, but as well as smoke inhalation and burns. And it is astonishing, Scott, there haven't been more deaths given really the ferocity, the speed, the power of all of these fires. I mean, remember in the Napa and Sonoma fires in October up north, more than 40 people were killed. And I think the difference this time may be in part, you know, this broader warning alert that went out to people via cell phone. And Scott, anecdotally anyway, down here, people are telling me, look, those deadly fires were certainly on our minds when these broke out, and that may have helped them react fast and really heed the call from firefighters to evacuate.
And NPR's Eric Westervelt in the Ojai Valley in Ventura County. Thanks so much for being with us, Eric.
You're welcome, Scott.